Perhaps the best view of South Fayetteville is here, on top of the Blair Library in downtown Fayetteville. You can see the Boston Mountains spreading out in front of you, peppered with the outlines of new apartment complexes. Directly below the lip of the library's roof is the now empty City Hospital. When David Johnson, the executive director of the Fayetteville Public Library, looks out here, he sees more than just a breathtaking view.
I see an opportunity for Fayetteville to actually develop a piece of unused property that will give back to the community. I kind of like to talk about Jeff Shear, the architect, needing a big canvas to paint this beautiful expansion. And so I see, you know, a big piece of canvas that we're going to be able to increase the library size and create more opportunities for the community.
Yesterday, I met David Johnson on top of the library, just beside the large solar panels fixed to the top of the building. The vacant hospital building below sits on land owned by Washington Regional Medical Center. And the library has put together a package to buy that land to expand a campus that David says is already at or near capacity in almost every way. Events like today's performance by Trout Fishing in America or this summer's forum on the Buffalo River often exceed the seating capacity of the library's largest rooms. David says the expanded library plan includes an auditorium that could seat 750 people.
Just to put that in perspective, we had Dave Barry here just this past spring. We had over 600 people in a space that certainly is not designed for an author who's going to draw a crowd like that. So we think that a 750-seat sort of civic auditorium that would be open for public use as well, it would accommodate all of our programming needs. But if someone had a particular conference or needed space to bring an entertainer in or somebody, it would be available for them and for the public. The other part of the expansion is we're looking at a total of around 78,000 square feet. We'll be doing things like adding a bunch of additional study rooms, some small rooms where private business, small business can come and do strategic planning and those things. We'll also be looking at increasing the collection size so that, you know, the thing I have to keep in mind and what I challenge everyone to think about is that we're not doing this just for tomorrow. While we do have some short-term gains, we're really thinking about 20 years from now with a community that's projected to grow to 115,000 people. What's a library going to need to be to accommodate their needs? And so we're kind of shooting out there to say 20 years from now, we're going to be at 168,000 square feet.
You have a couple of meetings, I think one Sunday afternoon, one early Monday evening. You're going to have discussions about these plans?
Yeah, Jeff Shear, the architect, will be here as well. We're going to actually unveil some block-type drawings to kind of conceptualize what are we talking about in terms of utilization of the City Hospital property space if we get it. We're also really focusing on the programs. What are the things that that the people in the community need now and will need in the future? And we already know in terms of programming space for our book events and for summer reading program, but when we start to really look at the way education is moving and opportunities for creating extensions of the classroom with a smart whiteboard type of study rooms where students can come and share and interact and, you know, actually work on classroom activities and share those with teachers in across town or across the country. It's really going to be a further discussion about what is this community looking for. I know one of the aspect of the conversation will be branch libraries. We've got a lot of feedback with people on the west side of town saying, hey, we'd like to have a branch out here in the Weddington corridor. They've built that into their master plan. We have a lot of people on the north side of town saying, you know, it takes us sometimes 15 or 20 minutes to get to downtown in order to come to an event or whatever. So we're going to open up that dialogue and really talk a lot about where are our branches going to go and what are they going to be? Are they going to be full service libraries? Are they going to be digital branches? Just kind of open up that conversation and see where the community wants to take it.
Is it reasonable to think that there could be branches and the possible expansion here on the main campus?
Yes, that's the one thing I want to make very clear, is that when we talk about branches, we're not talking of subtractive from what we want to accomplish here with the Blair Library expansion. So any branch that we build would be in addition to what we want to accomplish here on the downtown footprint.
This, of course, is not happening yet. The offer's been made, but you don't know if you're going to possess this land at all.
Yeah, that's true. Washington Regional was very kind to us in giving us a little bit of time to figure out exactly how much space we needed. Once we determined that, for us to build the library that this community is going to need, we're going to need some of that land. So we did submit a bid, and we're hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, that between now and whenever they make their decision, that we're in a good position and that they see the value that we're going to return back to the community by being able to utilize that city hospital property.
How much, buying the land, building the expansion, what do you think the price tag will be?
You know, I that's a good question. It's a fair question. And you know, I think by our best estimates today, this facility costs right around $23, $25 million. We think we can come in underneath that number.
All of it. The land and the building.
Land and the building.
And the infrastructure.
And the infrastructure, yes. So you know, that's our target. That's what we feel like comfortably where we can come in. Now, one of the things to keep in mind is when they built the Blair Library, they had to do a tremendous amount of foundational work, a lot of blasting into hard rock and things, and so that's already there. And they also built this library for expansion. So we are, you know, much of what we're going to do is going to take advantage of infrastructure and design that's already in place.
This is a community center.
Yeah, you know, and if you look across the country, it's not unique to Northwest Arkansas. It's not unique to just this region. It's across the country, you're seeing a movement towards libraries being community centers. Now, a lot of people think that one way to view it is we're spending so much time in our own little personal devices that we have this subconscious desire to be around other folks and to engage other people. But I think as community centers, you know, the library is just further anchoring itself as, a vital institution in a community. And over time, if you look at what libraries have meant, at one time they were just strictly a storehouse of the history. Books didn't really circulate. Then we moved to more of a consumption-oriented model where people could come and check out materials. And now we're even growing and evolving further into that community center and place where people can engage information, not just in materials, but with each other.
David Johnson is the executive director of the Fayetteville Public Library. He talked to me about the library's expansion plans yesterday while we stood on top of the library, a safe distance from the edge. The library will hold sessions seeking opinions on the expansion proposals Sunday afternoon at 3 and again Monday evening at 5:30 at the library.